This is The Bible and Homosexuality. I'm your host, Elton Sherwin.
If you have friends or relatives who angst over the clobber verses, please send them a link to this series. In this episode, we discuss the second clobber verse that has been used to condemn gay men, despite the absence of any gay men in the story. Episode 2, The Murder of the Levite's Concubine. I'm Elton Sherwin, your host for this series, and I am delighted that you have joined us. This story has parallels to the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. A Levite has retrieved his runaway concubine, some Bible commentators say second wife. On the way home, he enters the city of Gibeah in Benjamin. And in the town square, an old man invites the Levite and the concubine to stay at his house. The Levite accepts. Later, at the old man's home, and here we pick up the story in the book of Judges.
While they were enjoying themselves, some of the wicked men of the city surrounded the house. Pounding on the door, they shouted to the old man who owned the house, "Bring out the man who came to your house, the Levite, so we can have sex with him." Judges chapter 19 verse 22.
In both stories, this one and the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, travelers are offered hospitality. Then, gangs of men pound on the door demanding to have sex with the strangers. The gangs are then offered the homeowner's virgin daughters to rape instead.
From chapter 19, in the book of Judges. The owner of the house went outside and said to them, "No, my friends, don't be so vile. Since this man is my guest, don't do this outrageous thing. Look, here is my virgin daughter, and his concubine. I will bring them out to you now, and you can use them, and do to them, whatever you wish." But the men would not listen to him. So the Levite took his concubine, and sent her outside to them, and they raped her and abused her throughout the night. Then, the concubine fell down at the door, and lay there until daylight. From the book of Judges, chapter 19, verses 24 to 26.
The concubine dies, and the Levite returns home. Then the Levite,
he took a knife, and cut up his concubine, limb by limb, into 12 parts, and sent them into all the areas of Israel. Judges 19:29.
This starts a civil war between the tribes of Israel. The story takes many dark twists and turns and consumes two more chapters in the book of Judges. Thousands die in this dark story of mob violence, gang rape, murder, tribal warfare, genocide, and the enslavement and forced marriage of 400 young women. The murder of the Levite's concubine foreshadows many of the evils still present in the modern world. The vicious treatment of women, murder, gang rape, mob violence, revenge killings. Many elements of this story have striking parallels to the maltreatment of other minorities, the maltreatment of indigenous peoples, and the maltreatment of Black Americans. In this story, we learn God dislikes the abuse of women, the maltreatment of travelers and foreigners, gang rape, revenge killings, tribal warfare, indiscriminate killing, and mass murder. As in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, we see the unbelievably low status of women. The homeowners in both stories offer their own virgin daughters in an attempt to deflect the mob and protect the visiting men. We see neither story is about gay men, and neither story is about consensual sex. Why has this story with no gay men in it, like the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, been used to condemn gay men? We will explore that and more in our next installment. Coming up, Episode 3, Blame the Gay Guys. Then, in Episodes 4 and 5, we will look at the two clobber verses in Leviticus that give young men and many pastors so much grief. Then, in Episodes 6 and 7, we will see what Jesus actually said about sexual minorities. A lot more coming up. This is Elton Sherwin, and I am excited that you have found this series.